Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Mare d'Azun Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Always nice to hear from you, and especially considering our topic today, which is one of my favorites that's not yarn-related, snacks. But instead of the usual, hey, just grab whatever's handy, you're going to give us some tips on being able to enjoy those snacks, but making them a little more healthy for us.
Yes. So February is Snack Food Month, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about the importance of snacks in our diet. They can really play a big role in getting you to your nutrition goals, especially if you have a busy schedule and maybe your meals aren't always as nutritious as they should be. Snacks can play a big role in that. Also, if you have kids, you know, we know kids are always hungry. They do have smaller stomachs, and so it's important to give them healthy snacks as well. Or maybe you have grandkids that you help take care of. So the best snacks are low in sugar and fat and salt, usually between about 100 and 200 calories. Of course, we know that good choices are always fruits and vegetables. We want to look for whole grain options and good proteins. Proteins can play a great role. If you have protein as part of your snack, that can really help fill you up and get you the next meal. Big thing is paying attention to your portion sizes. You know, these should be snacks, not an entire meal. And when it comes to those of us who are trying to keep an eye on our weight, portion sizes are big, big thing to pay attention to. So some suggested snacks, if you feel like you just need some ideas, some suggested snacks, any type of fruits such as fruit cups or applesauces, they package them nicely at the store now if you want some grab-and-go options. Or, of course, if you're on a budget and you buy in bulk, you can always package them yourselves with smaller containers. Planning is such a huge, huge part of this, because if you don't sit down and make a plan, you're just going to grab whatever. And so whether you're buying those fruit cups or whether you're making your own fruit cups with smaller containers, there are a lot of great fruit options out there at the grocery store now. Any type of grab-and-go vegetables or slice your own vegetables. And a huge thing that I found with fruits and vegetables is if you have some type of a dip that you can pair with it, it really makes eating, especially those vegetables, much more appealing. You know, fruits are naturally sweet. But also having a dip with that can make that snack that much more appealing. You know, you still want to enjoy your food. And so to have a snack that you really aren't very excited about eating, you know, that's no fun. So having a dip that you can have with that fruit or vegetable, or even a whole grain cracker or a whole grain pretzel, can really help make that snack enjoyable to eat. There are all kinds of great whole grain cereal options. You know, we think of milk and cereal as a breakfast food, but milk and cereal can be a great snack. Low-fat string cheese is a great grab-and-go option. If you don't have any peanut allergies, bringing along some peanut butter as a dip to go with your apple slices or with your bread or cracker, that protein, again, is going to help you get to the next meal and feel satisfied. Cottage cheese is a great protein option. There's all types of dips that you can find. You know, just a simple pretzel dip could be some mustard and some mayonnaise mixed together. And as long as you're having that in an appropriate portion size, you know, it's not very many extra calories to go with snacks. Try making your own freezer pops. There's yogurt, low-fat yogurts that you can use. You can buy the tube yogurts and throw those in the freezer. We're thinking of warmer weather here. We're all dreaming of warmer weather, and that's a great warm weather snack that you can take with you if you're going to track meets or ball games, baseball or softball this spring. That's great to throw in. Trail mixes. Throw a little bit of chocolate in that trail mix, and that can really make it exciting and get a little bit of sweet in there. And then for those of us that, you know, it's hard for us to drink plain water, think about making a fizzy juice if you mix seltzer water with your favorite 100% juice. That can be a really enjoyable and healthy drink to take with you on the go, rather than a soda. So just a few ideas today as February is Snack Food Month. And plan ahead. That is going to be your best tool to have snacks.
I'm kind of planning ahead right now to how soon I can run out the door and run home and raid the cupboards, because now I'm hungry. Those all sound like wonderful ideas.
Yes, talking about food always seems to make us hungry.
It does. That's why you never go shopping before dinner and things like that.
Exactly.
But the portion control has always been my downfall, but thinking about, well, you know, plan ahead, get the little cups, make it, right. You know, get a fun container to put the stuff in. That'll make you more mindful of your portion control.
Absolutely. It's just those little things that can really help you be successful.
No. Well, pennies add up to a dollar, and the little habits that we tweak now will lead up to a big change later.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the hints, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.